and we're going to change tack for a little while and talk basketball for the next few moments, because last Thursday night at the Blue Lagoon in Riverside in Sligo, EJ Sligo All-Stars Basketball Club held their end of season awards. And it's been a season to remember for the All-Stars on a number of fronts, certainly when it comes to senior men's basketball, because for the first time since 2002, I think, the EJ Sligo All-Stars will play Super League basketball next season, clinching promotion, and that was a major achievement coming out of the pandemic season and getting back into a semblance of a normal basketball league campaign, and the All-Stars have won promotion to the top tier of Irish basketball. And remember, every single basketball game is going to be streamed live by Basketball Ireland in a new deal with a Norwegian streaming company next year. So the access of basketball to the general Irish public about to move up a notch. It was also a memorable season for the EJ Sligo All-Stars women's team. They went through their season in League and Cup unbeaten, and various hard work being done underage too, such as the depth in talent, and that's reflected by the wide array of award winners from under 20 right down to under 12 boys and girls on Thursday night. But perhaps the award that got the biggest reception on Thursday night was the Hall of Fame inductee, and this year the All-Stars gave that award to a guy who's a very familiar face in any sporting circle, I think, in Sligo, not just basketball. You'll see him at the showgrounds with a bib on. You'll see him, if you look back at the 1970s Connacht Club Championship winning St Mary's Gaelic football teams, it's like a picture of the Rolling Stones, and this man is in there as well, winning county and Connacht titles with St Mary's back in the day, and various other sporting codes. If there's a match to see, he's probably at it. But for his basketball contributions to the All-Stars over the last, 52, 53. Well, I don't know how many years. I'd say he's lost count as well. Gerry Monaghan, good afternoon to you.
How are you doing, Austin? How are you keeping?
Congrats on your Hall of Fame award. I don't think you're a guy who makes a big deal about awards, but I'm sure this was a nice piece of recognition from your basketball fraternity on Thursday night.
Well, as far as Austin, I was very surprised by it. It was around Sligo All-Stars since the 1970s. And I suppose going to match that is nearly 52 years. But, you know, I like to do things nice and quietly and get involved with my involvement in the club. Stretches back that long. And, you know, it started off in the boys' club there in 1965. We started off there playing, and then the club was formed late 1965. And probably in 1970, from 1970 on, All-Stars became probably the dominant club in basketball, one of the dominant clubs in basketball in the country.
Yeah, when I was a young fella, I always had the impression that Gerry Monaghan, your sport was basketball. But then I see you deeply involved with Sligo Rovers behind the scenes. I've seen you coaching club teams at all sorts of levels in Sligo GAA. What was your sport growing up?
My sport growing up was soccer, all soccer. My dad played for Republic of Ireland against Switzerland and West Germany in 1937. And he played for Sligo Rovers for maybe 10 or 12 seasons. So in our house growing up, it was all soccer. There was never any talk of Gaelic football or basketball.
So where did basketball come onto the scene for you, can you remember?
I started playing there in the boys' club in 1965, 66, with Tony Cronley there. He used to own the pub there in Wine Street, Molyneux's pub. With the two of us started together, and you know, then I met John McGowan and Joe Palmer and Brian McHugh and the O'Hara brothers, and of course David Pugh played. They kind of influenced me to play basketball, and I kind of started from there, and I got in the hang of it, and as I say, the rest is kind of history.
But you obviously took a shine to the game.
I love the game. I remember playing soccer. We actually played soccer with the boys' club in the FAI Youth Cup, and we played a team called Home Farm in the semi-final of the FAI Youth Cup in the showgrounds. And I remember Father Michael Donnelly, who's out there at Drumcliff, telling me that I had to make a choice whether it was soccer or basketball, and I made the choice for basketball, and that was the end of the soccer.
Right, and was that a difficult choice to make at the time?
It was at the time because it was all, as I said, previously there was all soccer in our house, and I suppose they were disappointed that I went down the basketball route, but I felt I was better at basketball than soccer, you know.
Yeah, and you played with the All-Stars with distinction back in the day?
Yeah, I did, yeah. The All-Stars there, and you know, Joe Palmer and John McGowan, all them guys were playing. Tommy Hickey, the All-Stars were in the top two or three teams in the country for maybe 10 or 15 years. And basketball in those days was on a county basis, you know, and Sligo All-Stars represented Sligo County. And we actually were All-Ireland champions. We were actually the last winners of the All-Ireland Inter-County Championship.
Right. And you've stayed involved with the basketball club pretty much all the time, whether it was playing or coaching or helping out or just going along to watch a game.
I'd say I coached the men's team for about 15 years from under-19. Then we won the under-19 Cup in 2004, and then we won the men's senior cup in 2006. And we were actually coaching them. Then kind of took a break from us, and you know, the club actually nearly folded there during the early 2000s. So we got into financial difficulty and all that kind of stuff, and I kind of left out, but didn't get. I had no involvement in that after that for a while, and then I got involved again this year. Jim Lawler asked me would I get involved on the financial end of it. Raised some funds and stuff like that, and got involved again.
And is it nice to be? Is it nice to be involved again, Jerry?
Yeah, I love it. I actually love. I'm passionate for sport. I'm very passionate for sport. I love sport. What thrills me about sport is the unpredictability of it, and the kids. I love to see kids playing the game. And last Thursday night was actually unbelievable to see a couple of hundred kids there playing the game. And actually there also now about 300 or 400 kids playing the game at the moment, and that's just unbelievable, because when we were playing and coaching, we were chairman, secretary, fundraisers, the whole lot. We didn't have any backup, but you know, just the club now is in an absolutely fantastic place at the moment, and that really thrills me, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can remember the heydays. I mean, I used to go to games in the 1980s up at the Sligo Sports Complex, and you'd have a raucous atmosphere there. I'm sure you remember the Teeling Centre before that, and you were coaching yourself. I mean, there were heady days for basketball in probably the pre-life television time, when you had Ballina as your rivals, and you had Neptune then on Cork, and it really was rock and roll stuff back in the day, wasn't it?
It was, you know, everything. Team of two Americans, and we had investors from America. The American business people bought into the clubs, and was investment in the clubs, and it was really exciting. The gyms were full all over the country, and then IBBA, for some unknown reason, they decided that went to one American, and you had to have probably four Irish players on the court, and it just didn't work out. The razzmatazz went out of it, and it kind of died a bit of a death. But there's a bit of a move on again now this year to up the Americans to two Americans, you know. And I think again it's going to improve the standards, and it's going to bring the crowds back to the games again.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Look, we talk Sligo Rovers is a soccer town, and you know the town is Rovers mad, but there is a sizeable basketball following. It has for a long time been part of the Sligo sporting landscape, whether it is schools basketball or following the All Stars.
Yeah, you're right, Austin. There's I said one day to a couple of people, I wouldn't say there's any family in Sligo that hasn't had some involvement in basketball over the years, haven't had a kid or a son or a daughter or a nephew or playing the game at some level. And a lot of that would have been down to my great friend John McGowan, who spent years and years coaching kids all over Sligo, you know.
I had a little smile to myself, Jerry Monaghan, when I read Jim Malawler's citation when he was introducing you on Thursday night and presenting you with your Hall of Fame award at the All-Stars presentation ceremony. You mentioned you were a coach and deeply involved for many, many seasons. And I love this paragraph. Jerry never gives up. He is a gentle, quietly spoken man who was known to referees and players the length and breadth of Ireland for his quiet, articulate comments on their abilities and decision making. You were a gentleman on the court side, were you, Jerry?
I think I actually said to him afterwards, "You should go to spec service if you're reading it wrong."
But you were passionate about it, and that was your way of doing things. If you felt something was wrong, you were going to say it.
Yeah, it was, because you know something. If you look at any of the good managers that are running football clubs in the Premier League or anything like that, like they're passionate for the game, and they're passionate. You know, the stand up for things that are not right. And that's sort of the way I seen. I was out to win, and whatever it takes to get you over the line, you have to do it.
Yeah, and I mean, you've obviously carried that through your family. Like, your son Glenn is involved with the All-Stars, assistant coach to Shane O'Mara this year. They had a great season getting promotion from Division 1, which, as you know, isn't easy, and it takes a real season of consistency to get out of that division, that division, which they've now done. I'm sure getting to the Super League presents financial and logistical challenges, but it's got to be a real shot in the arm for basketball people in the town to see the All-Stars in the top tier of the national game again.
Yeah, well, we have great people involved in the club at the moment. People like Jim Lawler, as you said, Glenn and Shane coaching there, doing a fantastic job. And Louise Hart, and Jordan Cormans, Fergal Kelly. There's a whole lot of people there that are doing a fantastic job raising the money. You know, we've got good sponsors there in Aegis, and John McEwen and Pet Stop has come aboard this year to help out. And we've got a good 300 club going. And there's lots of ways of doing it. Raising money, but it's a big effort to keep the club going. Like, we have three professional players on our books now, and there's a sizable cost in that. And the league is all over the country, up and down the country, trips to Dublin, trips to Cork. There's a high cost on it. We're rental for a house, all that kind of stuff. Transport, player wages, all the stuff, and it's a sizable task. But we have the bodies to do it, and I think we'd be successful.
I've always wanted to ask you, what is your favourite sporting memory, Gerry? Whether it's one you played in or one you were just there to see and watch. I don't know if that's basketball or soccer or Gaelic football or some other sport. I see, I'm looking at a picture here of you on the St Mary's GA Club website from 1977. You were part of the first St Mary's team to win the Connacht Club Championship, or was it the second team? But you were on a team that included David Pugh, Tommy Carroll, Eamon Delahunt, a who's who, a footballer back in the day. Do you remember those moments?
I do, yeah. I remember the first Connacht Club Championship we won in Markbridge Park. We bet Carl Finn in the Markbridge Park. My favourite sporting memory, God.
Well, is there a match? Is it a Rovers match? Was there a day or something you got absolute satisfaction from? I kind of feel it'd be hard to keep you completely satisfied at a sporting fixture. So, was there one where you said that was bliss?
Rovers won the first cup.
83.
Yeah, that was the one that's really and the league in 77, and probably this was set to throw Sligo 75 as well. They were unbelievable. Things for people inside you, you know.
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah, you know, we're just don't get our hands on enough still everywhere. We should be playing at the top table just a wee bit better, you know.
40 years since 1983. Next year, Gerry, does that make you feel old?
No. It's only a number.
So you're saying to me, there's another 50 years of you left yet for the All Stars and whatever other sporting codes take your fancy.
Well, God's help, maybe. Never know, just a day at a time, I think.
Well, maybe you'll have to start a Masters basketball team with the All-Stars, will you? I know they have there a social is basketball team, which is good. Have they asked you to tog out yet?
Yeah, I told them I wouldn't lower my standards, though.
Well, Gerry, look, at our congrats to you on receiving the Hall of Fame award. Well-deserved. And, I mean, you're still getting a kick out of sport, clearly, by the sounds of things. You're glad to be asked to be involved, and keeping your toe in the water seems to suit you.
I love being involved in sport. It means everything to me. Just, Austin, two things I'd like to mention there.
Sure.
If I could, the things that are happening for the Oscars in the next couple of weeks. One is sponsored dribble there on Sunday week from the Sports Centre going to Clevera. The Mercy Gym, and our summer camps are starting on the 27th of June, and there's family and group rates for kids.
Yeah, we have the details on the summer camps, and we'll read them out in just a moment.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you mentioned there on Sunday week?
Sponsored ribbon from the Sports Centre in Clevera to the Mercy College Gym.
Okay, very good. And you'll find details of those, no doubt, on the Aegis Sligo All-Stars website and Facebook page as well. Well, Gerry, here's to the next 50 years.
Well, hopefully, Austin, you never know.
Good man. Thank you very much for taking the call, and congrats on your Hall of Fame award on Thursday night with the All-Stars.
Thank yourself, Austin. Nice talking to you.